Granted, Adamson nodded. Yet the problem, of course, is that the Church of Karras can survive only so long as the Empire of Karras is able to protect it. The two are inextricably bound up with one another in that respect at least, and there are inevitably going to be times when religious policy is shaped by and reflects political policy. And the reverse, I assure you. I don't doubt that for a moment. Gerling reached up and squeezed the bridge of his nose gently between thumb and forefinger. The situation is so incredibly complicated, with so many factions, so many dangers, that it could hardly be any other way. He lowered his hand and looked directly at Adamson. Still, if the Church is seen as a creature of the Empire, she will never gain general acceptance in Coruscant. Not unless something changes more dramatically than I can presently imagine. In that regard, it would have been far better if she had been renamed the Reform Church, perhaps, instead of the Church of Karras. That was considered, Adamson told him. It was rejected because, ultimately, the group of four was inevitably going to label it the Church of Karras, whatever we called it. That being so, it seemed better to go ahead and embrace the title ourselves. I speak here using the ecclesiastic we, of course, he explained with a charming smile, since I was not myself party to that particular decision. And another part of it, obviously, was that mutual dependence upon one another for survival, which I've already mentioned. In the end, I think, the decision was that honesty and forthrightness were more important than the political or propaganda nuances of the name. Perhaps so, but that doesn't magically expunge the unfortunate association in the minds of a great many Coruscantians. Or, for that matter, in my own mind, and I was born here in Coruscant myself. Gerling shook his head. I don't claim to understand all of my own motivations myself, my lord. I think any man who pretends he does is guilty of self-deception, at the very least. However, my primary reasons for accepting this office were four. First, my belief, as I've already said, that Mother Church has gone too far down the path of corruption under her current hierarchy to be internally reformed. If reform is even possible for her at this late date, it will happen only because an external threat has forced it upon the vicarate, and as I see it, the Church of Karras represents that external threat, that external demand for change. Second, because I desire, above almost all other things, to prevent or at least mitigate the religious persecutions and counter-persecutions I dread when I look at a conflict such as this one. Men's passions are seldom so inflamed as when they grapple with issues of the soul, my lord. Be you personally ever so priestly, be Archbishop Michael ever so gentle, violence, vengeance, and counter-vengeance will play their part soon enough. That isn't an indictment of you, nor even an indictment of the Church of Karras. The group of four began it, not you, when they launched five other princedoms at the Kingdom of Karras's throat. But in its way, that only proves my point, and what happened at Farade only underscores it. I do not wish to see that cycle launched here in Coruscant, and when this office was offered to me, I saw it as my best opportunity to do something to at least moderate it in the princedom which has become my home. He paused, regarding Adamson steadily until the other man nodded slowly.